Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах зо світа.
Hello and welcome to the Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program, broadcast each and every Sunday at 2:30 p.m. here on WPIT, Radio AM 73, the station in Pittsburgh for Rusyn programming, bringing you the best in Rusyn news, music, and songs.
And people.
We have a very special guest in the studio today. It's John Rigetti, the National President of the Carpatho Rusyn Society. Welcome, John. It's nice to have you on the program today.
No, Jack, it's nice to be back as well.
Yeah, John will talk about the 15th anniversary celebration of the Carpatho-Rusyn Society a little later in the program. But we begin our program today with a great medley by Folklorni Subor Makovica.
Я молодий та женіна, We're just having all sorts of fun here, smoking and joking and having a good time. The Carpathia Rusyn Society Heritage Program, as you know by now, can be heard via around the world on the World Wide Web. Just go to www.c-rs.org, left-hand column, pick on the date of the archive you would like to listen to. You can also hear us live via WPIT AM's website. Their address is www.wpitam.com. Click on the big button which says Listen Live. Or if you're on Facebook, you probably saw my little message right before we started saying, Listen to us now with our special guest, John Rigetti. This program is the only Rusyn radio program sponsored by and financially supported by the National Carpathia Rusyn Society, but your support is also very much needed. Please don't let the Carpathia Rusyn Society Heritage Program join the list of recent ethnic radio programs that have gone off the air due to not getting any of that pinyazi, the money. So if you like our program and want it to continue, your support is a must. Next, we have one of our favorites, good friend of ours, Rudo Smoter, with A Perebayanku.
Ej, višnju, nižnju stranu, ale je mne našao djevku malovanu.
Ale je mne našao djevku malovanu.
Ej, sopiločko moja, ej, piskaj mi veselo. Ej, sopiločko moja, ej, piskaj mi veselo. Idu ja za djevkom, hoćam ja veselo.
Idu ja za djevkom, hoćam ja veselo.
Ej, na pjatim poledam, ej, še s tim se zrukuju. Ej, na pjatim poledam, ej, še s tim se zrukuju. A na semim ne znam, si ne pobanuju.
A na semim ne znam, si ne pobanuju. Ej, pokazi parobu, ej, što na peredero. Ej, pokazi parobu, ej, što na peredero. Oni jedem do
All right, we're going to run an audible at the line of scrimmage here. The Carpathia Rusyn Society has a wonderful gift shop, which offers a variety of Rusyn items for sale, including a large selection of books, CDs, DVDs, Easter basket covers, pisanke, wood carvings, religious items, imported embroideries, cookbooks, sweatshirts, t-shirts, and much, much more. You can visit our website, www.c-rs.org, click on sales, or call the Cultural Center at area code 412-567-3077 and leave a message. You can visit the gift shop or have a brochure sent to you, or you can visit it as you come in a couple weeks. John will talk about that in just a few seconds. But if you want a brochure sent to you, call the number 412-567-3077. Just leave your name, address, and phone number. Your business would be very much appreciated. Next, we have a number from Ruski Kerestor in Vojvodina. This is Na Široke Rovnini.
Каждое девче шумное, каждое девче шумное, кто любит зиячка.
Last week, I interviewed Maria Silvestri, who told us all about the informal reception, the entertainment, and the first ever international art exhibit to be held Friday, October 9th at the Cultural Center. And today, John Righetti is here to talk about the other events that will be going on during the Carpathia Rusyn Society's 15th anniversary celebration. Lay it on us, John.
Oh, well, you know, Jack, it's a really exciting time for us as CRS and as the Rusyn community. 15 years, you know, 15 years ago, if we look back, 8 people sitting in a church basement saying, do we create a cultural organization? And today, we're the largest Rusyn cultural organization in North America, and some think perhaps even in the world. So we've made a lot of progress. And that weekend, October 9, 10, and 11, is going to be all about us celebrating it in a way that the community, the Carpathia Rusyn community, and community at large can join us. So as Maria spoke last week about the International Art Exhibit, which will be our first in partnership with the Rusyn Museum in Prešov, Saturday we have the first ever National Carpathia Rusyn Festival. And at that festival, as you know, we're trying to mirror it on the Rusyn festivals in Europe. The Medzlaborce Festival especially is one of the groups that we're kind of looking at as our mentor in this. It's to really celebrate Rusyn culture. So we got food booths. They're going to have a wide variety of Rusyn food and all of the standards that you expect, like delicious dumpling halushki and pirohi, etc. But also some of the things like some of the lesser-known Rusyn soups, like dinkova polivka or pumpkin soup, mushroom bean and bacon soup, all the pastries that our people love, from Rusyn tort to apricot rolls to nut rolls to you name it, will be available. Čeregi, palačinke. But in addition to that, we're going to be showing the artwork and demonstrations by Rusyn artists who are coming again from across the country. Everything from, we've got artists coming from the Washington, D.C. area making pisanke, others who are going to talk and demonstrate how one turns flax into linen and what life was like in Spiš County 100 years ago, coming to us from Armonk, New York. We also have locals who are very popular in terms of icon writing, lace making, etc. And then the host of performers, which you, Jack, know perhaps even better than I, and all of it. And that will continue for all day. So it's going to be a really fine opportunity for the community at large to come and learn every aspect of Rusyn culture. You can shop in the gift shop, as we've already talked about. Other vendors, the Pittsburgh chapter is going to have some of their things available for sale. So you can buy Rusyn items made here, Rusyn items imported from Europe. We take credit cards for those things as well, which it gives you the opportunity to really come and learn about Rusyns and celebrate Rusyn culture.
Just don't come with some of that euro money. We won't be able to take euros,
yeah,
right?
Unfortunately, we can't change euros, you know.
Okay.
But the museum will be open as well. And we can talk a little bit about that also.
Yeah. And as I said before, I told you last week a little bit, we were at Saturday on the 19th at the Cleveland Youngstown Sharon Warren Chapters, their 5th annual Vatra. And the entertainment was great. And many of the performers will also be at the Rusyn Festival on Saturday, October 10th. We have lined up for sure Beata and Alex, Oroski Musicante, Living Traditions Ensemble, Slaviani Folk Ensemble, St. Nicholas Orthodox Choir, the Pittsburgh Byzantine Catholic Archeparchal Choir, Rossini Ensemble from Tucson, Arizona.
St. Nicholas Choir.
Did I say St. Nicholas Orthodox Choir?
You said the Pittsburgh. Oh, we also have St. Nicholas, too.
Right, and from Tucson, in Reveillac family. Wow. This is really a lineup of top-rated Rissen Entertainment, which will begin at noon and run continuously throughout the day until 8 p.m. or so. I can hardly wait, John, I tell you.
Western Pennsylvania has never seen anything like this.
Oh,
this will
my
be a
God.
First.
The entertainment alone, and like we were in Major Laborta Festival this past June, and it just was one group after another, and I thought, wow, this is wonderful, so we're gonna do the same thing. And okay, so we're going to talk about Sunday activities after our next song. We hear from the Lemko Choir, Zoria. The big 15th anniversary weekend is going to wrap up on Sunday with a lot of good things. John, tell us about Sunday, but then also about our bus tours.
Sure. Sunday is really going to be our celebratory time. The CRS annual meeting will be at 1 o'clock at the National Cultural Center at 915 Dixon Street in Munn Hall. But then following that, we're going to have the 15th anniversary grand banquet, mm-hmm. our time to really just celebrate as a family. And the Rusyn community and others are welcome to this as well. And hold it at the Bulgarian Macedonian Cultural Center on West 8th Avenue in West Homestead. Mm-hmm. Our good friends Pat French and the folks at the Bulgarian Center have welcomed us, and we're going to have a wonderful buffet done by Carpathia-Rusyn American slash Bulgarian American, Nick Jordanoff,
good friend of ours,
formerly had Old Europe restaurants. You know, he's going to be the caterer for the event. And because we have Rusyn food the day before, we decided to go kind of East European theme, but not duplicative in terms of the food. So we have a wide East European buffet, which will include Russian style salmon, roast pork in wine sauce, chicken and bow tie pasta, rice pilaf, sautéed corn and roast peppers, salads, butter, bread, coffee, and cake for dessert. All of this wonderful banquet, top-notch, is just $40 a person.
That's
for adults.
Not bad. That's good.
$20 for students, 7 to 17, and children 6 and under are free.
We have the Russian salmon. Any hopes of getting some Russian caviar?
Unlikely.
And maybe some good Russian champagne?
We'll have to talk to Nikki about that and see what we can do.
Maybe we can go to the Ohio and get some cat. No, never mind.
But the deadline for the banquet is this upcoming week. It's October 1st. So I encourage anybody who's interested to please get a hold of me, John Rigetti, now. You can call me at 412-749-0675 or email me at president@c-rs.org. But we're going to have to get the reservations turned in very soon. We're really going to have a great time. You know, I have to let everybody know the turnout has been spectacular, particularly from those outside of this particular marketplace. So Pittsburghers, I encourage you, as we always do, we're the last ones in, but it's time to get your reservations in. We put aside a very large number of rooms at the Courtyard by Marriott at the waterfront, and by September 11th, they were all booked.
That's a good thing.
And we have another hotel in West Mifflin that's now taking overflow reservations for people who are coming.
Okay. Well, what's the name of that hotel, in case anyone listening on
the
web?
Thank you so much. I don't recall off the top of my head. Hopefully, by the end of the show, I will remember it.
we'll inform Radisson. Everyone. Is it the Radisson?
Yeah. No.
Okay. Well, we'll get that.
Yeah, we'll get that. Apologize for not bringing that with me.
Not a problem.
The other two things that are happening on Saturday that are really important is we are going to have the Rusyn bus tour of Pittsburgh. We have a 1 o'clock tour and a 4 o'clock tour at $12 a person. Takes you to the Rusyn highlights, where I talk about how these various locations and the Rusyns of Pittsburgh really shaped Rusyn cultural identity internationally, based from here in Pittsburgh. And then our education committee, chaired by Dale Cosgrove in Monongahela, Pennsylvania, have put together the walking Rusyn tour of Munhall Homestead. So we'll have several of those available that day as well. So you can do the bus tour or you can do the walking tour. Again, I encourage people, because of the limited seating, to get their reservations in for the bus tour now. But both of them give you a chance to kind of learn the impact Rusyn's had on the Munhall Homestead area, and then from there, the impact Rusyn's had impacting the rest of the world.
Well, we'll talk about this a little more in just a second or so. But again, we have October 1st is the deadline. And if you want more information, you can call John at 412-749-0675 or email him, president@c-rs.org.
John, I stepped out for a moment. I don't know if you discussed for us Saturday the admission. The admission is for non-members, $5, and for what you get for that, it's a steal. But members, CRS members, is $3, and 17 and under is free. So they can come, you can bring all your children and family to introduce them to this wonderful culture. And the bus tours, I don't know if you mentioned the price, and you did. Okay. So it's going to be really, I can't wait. I mean, I'm so excited. We have two more weeks. We're going to meet later this afternoon to finalize with the committee, mostly everything. And everything's come together really nicely. So, John, I want to thank you for coming on the program today and for outlining for us the events of the 15th anniversary celebration. It should really be a great event, don't you think?
Absolutely.
What about
We're
you,
really
Dean?
Looking forward to it.
Don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If you... You know, I don't want to have to say, again, if you weren't there, you missed the good one. So make sure you're going to be there. Go ahead, Dean.
Well, we'll put it this way. There's a famous announcer here that says, shame on you for 6 weeks. So hopefully I didn't infringe any copyright laws
but
on
you'd
that.
Have to be a Pens fan to know that. Well, okay, so as we're going to close with one of John's favorite songs, and I know that he likes this, so we hope that you have enjoyed today's program. We thank you for listening. Oh, wait, did I miss
we
a song?
Time. Yeah.
Well, okay, so let's listen to this. The Brothers Jędrzejczykowski, okay?
kraju, w naszym chotarju, w tym zelenym haju, gdzie jem trawu ziala. Zelenym haju, w naszym chotarju, w tym zelenym haju, gdzie jem trawu ziala. Kiedy jem trawu ziala, mamka się wyzwała. Witaj, dziewko moja, bardzo jest do hospala.
Okay, I love the Hernandez brothers very much, but I really want to get to this last song. I'll play their song next week. We invite you to join us again next week for a unique and interesting Carpathia Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Mark, play this song for John.
Well, before we sign off again, just want to thank John Rigetti one more time, president of the Carpathia Rusyn Society. Next week, we're going to have another special guest for you, but we're going to let you sweat to see who that's going to be. So once again, October 1st, that is, I believe, Thursday, is the deadline for everything. You can call John at area code 412-749-0675, or you can email him. His email address is president@c-rs.org. The name of the Overflow Hotel for the 15th anniversary celebration is the Spring Hill Suites in West Mifflin, Pennsylvania. So we'll see you again next week. Trimajsia z Bohom.
I would again like to thank all who support this program. If you have any announcements, birthdays, anniversaries, dedications, or want to make a donation, please write me, Jack Poloka, at 37 Wilson Avenue, McKees Rocks, PA 15136, or call me at home at 412-331-3124. And be sure to join us again next Sunday at 2:30 p.m. for another unique and interesting Carpathia Rusyn Society Heritage Program.
Дорогі русинські брати, сестри, дуже сердечно вам дякуємо, що сте слухали нашу релацію. Думаємо, що я вам любив наш днешній програм. Позиваємо вас наслухати наступну неділю о 5:30 годині на станиці WPIT на фреквенцію 713. З Богом!